I want to talk to you today about this one belief and mindset shift that I have shared with clients over the years. And at this point, hundreds of women have manifested promotions, pay rises, sales in their business, growth in their business, opportunities in their career that are like beyond their wildest dreams. And this one belief is such a game changer that if you implement this belief and embed it into your identity, into your truth, and know it to be true, you are literally unstoppable when it comes to the big goals that you want to achieve this year. Whether it be a promotion, whether it be business growth, whether it be a certain financial goal, whether it be house hunting or even dating, those big, exciting goals that you have for this year. This belief is going to change the fucking game for you, and I want to break it down in today's episode. So I'm excited. Let's get started. Make sure you are signed up for Manifest That Shit. This is my brand new free workshop series happening on the 25th of March through to the 28th of March. So you get 4 free coaching workshops and ceremony with me. There'll be meditations. There'll be beautiful mindset shifts, manifestation ceremony, energetic, like emotional shifts that you're gonna feel off the back of this week. You are gonna leave this week feeling different in yourself, not just having learned a ton of shit, but actually feeling like I can fucking do this. I can manifest this shit. I can manifest my dream life. So, it's a brand new workshop series. It's completely new content. So if you've come to any of my workshops before and you're thinking, oh, I've done one before, babe, sign up for this because you are going to get new info, you're going to get new content, you're going to get new meditations. And I am announcing something pretty huge at the end of these workshops that involves Next Level You. So if you are also interested in Next Level You, you do not want to miss this announcement, and the people in the workshop series are going to be the first to hear about it. The link is in the show notes. Sign up now. I will see you there. Okay, the belief that has helped hundreds of women walk into an interview and get a dream job opportunity, and I'm going to go into some real life client results and testimonials from this because I want you to see that this is possible for you. The belief is this or something better. This is a game changer from so many elements, but mainly the fact that this belief, and if you believe this in your core, and Next Level You is amazing for one-to-one, is like, we can have this down pat like in one session, like done, off you go, go and smash it. In Next Level You, I also share my process. It's like more of a self-paced journey of how to work with your own belief system and embed in new beliefs. All my toolkit is in there, that kind of stuff for you to use for yourself. But all clients across the board who've used this have created incredible results because when you think about it, if it's not this, then it's something even better. Opens up this world of opportunity for magnificent, like magnetic things to happen for you. One of my clients in Next Level You, she went into an interview and she was working on the mindset shift, if not this, then something better. She went to that interview. They said, we're not going to give you this job. We're going to create a new role for you that's even better, that's even more salary, that's even more suited to you and your skill set. They fucking created a job for her. They were like, we want you so much, we're going to create this whole new job just so that you can join us. This client in particular was embedding this identity, this belief that if it's not this, then it's something even better. She walked into that interview with that belief, and that shifted how she felt. That shifted what she was thinking. That would have shifted how she was holding herself, the ability for her to come across in a certain way, to put herself forward, to promote herself, her skills, her talent in a certain way. We know that desperate energy repels manifestation. And so this belief, this or something better, is like the opposite. There's no room for desperate energy if you believe that if you don't get this job, or if this person doesn't want to go on a second date with you, then someone even better is around the corner, or something even more aligned and perfect for you is around the corner. Coming back to dating as an analogy, when you are obsessed over that external validation and you are clinging on to that outcome, it is really off-putting. And it comes across, even if it's unconscious, even if someone is like, yeah, like she was really great, but I just feel like she's not quite right for this role. Or, yeah, I liked them, but there was just something that didn't spark that chemistry for me. And often it's that felt energy of like, I need this. I need you to like me, or I need this job, or I need you to accept me. And that can come across in such subtle ways, from like your body language to the tone of your voice to how fast you talk. So many things that unconsciously, psychologically as humans, we pick up on. People who have that energy of, well, I would love this job, but if I don't get this, I know that it's because there's something even better out there for me. They are going to be more relaxed and they're going to be more magnetic and attractive. And imagine, I always think, if you were going on a date with someone and they were at every point of the date, like, so I bet you've been out with prettier girls than me, or they were messaging you all day, the day leading up to the date. Oh, you still coming? Like, just checking you're still coming, because loads of guys have like ghosted me before. You would be really put off, right? You would be like, I empathize that they're maybe self-conscious or not as confident, or they've had bad experiences, but this is like too much. It's putting me off. I feel repelled from them. I feel like I want to keep them at arm's length. I don't feel attracted to them because they're giving off desperate vibes. And that's what you do in an interview or in a client consultation. Like, apply this to whatever is right for you. When you come at this energy, when you come at it with this energy of like, I need this, when you have the energy of, I don't need this because if I don't have this, then something even better is around the corner for me. Even feel like the energy of the words, this or something even better, and notice how that instantly relaxes your entire body, because it's telling your body, your nervous system, your mind that like, you don't need to stress and cling on to this for your dear life. If it doesn't work out, that's okay, because something even better is on the way. And the irony is, having this belief will cause you to be really magnetic and attractive in the date, in the interview, in the consultation, whatever it is. I also think about one of my clients who left her job because she knew that something better was out there for her. She knew she deserved to be in a better workplace where she was treated right, where she was treated with respect, where her boundaries were honoured, where her evolving and progressing in her role was encouraged, was nurtured, not shot down or diminished. And if she didn't believe that, if it's not this, which it clearly fucking isn't because I'm not happy, then something even better is available for me. If she didn't have that belief, she wouldn't have had the courage to quit her job and to step into that new role where now she's got a salary that she didn't even think she would get. Like, she didn't even ask for that much salary, but she got the top end of the salary bracket. She's earning more than she thought possible. She's in a role that she loves, that meets all her criteria of like working from home flexibly, etc. And she knew that toxic environment she was in, there was something better out there for her. So this doesn't just apply to like stepping into something new and going for an interview or going for a first date or house hunting or whatever it is. It doesn't apply just to, oh, something new is out there. It also applies to, yeah, this right here, this isn't working for me and something better is available and I can leave and move on from there too, which is really magical. It's that magnetic like attraction point that you build when you know that you can have it. And if you don't get it and they say, no, this wasn't right for you, you don't get the role, that's cool, because something even better is out there. And going back to what I was saying about Anna, the testimony I was sharing before, where they basically made her the role on the spot, that would have shifted how she showed up in the interview and how a belief like this works on an unconscious level. So let's talk about that. So there is so much to say on this. I could do a whole podcast, and I'm pretty sure I have done a podcast on beliefs and your unconscious mind. But what you want to think about is like a filter, right? Or a sieve, something that is like sieving things through. Let's say there's loads of sand going through this sieve, and there's all these like rocks amongst the sand that won't go through the sieve. That sieve, I want you to think about, is like this filter of your unconscious, where your unconscious is wired to filter through and essentially like accept and receive certain information. The norm that is within your comfort zone, that is in keeping with like maintaining your view of the world, and it's going to reject anything that goes against that, anything that goes against your view of the world, or anything that feels new and therefore unsafe. If you believe that if it's not this, it's something better, and you embed that on an unconscious level, your mind is essentially going to learn to accept in that belief, like filter through that belief. And if you think of a filter and how like an Instagram filter on your phone, it shifts the how you view through that lens, through that camera lens. And all that sand that's filtered through is essentially what your mind accepts to be true. So if your mind knows to be true that if it's not this, it's something better, going to accept that as truth on that unconscious level, and that is going to be a filter that you view and process every single piece of information through. So you're going to go to an interview and maybe be told no, and maybe be told this isn't right for you. This journey isn't about, you know, this belief isn't like a quick fix, like BS thing where like, oh, just believe this and then someone will spring out of a bush and like offer you your dream job. That'd be really scary and weird. But it's not a quick fix. It's not going to happen overnight necessarily. But when you have this belief, when you have that filtration system, you can receive that information that I have been told no for this job. But that receiving that information, it will filter through that belief system. And so you're not going to go on this journey of like spiraling into negativity and low self-esteem or self-doubt when you get a no in that process. That's going to give you more resilience. It's going to give you more faith and trust in yourself, because you're receiving that information, it's going through that filtration system, your mind is like processing and accepting that, and it's filtering through that belief that if not this, then something better, so that you can think, okay, like, yeah, maybe I am disappointed that I didn't get that job because I really thought it was cool, and I believe that something even better is out there. So on to the next. And that level of mental and emotional resilience is so incredibly powerful on any manifestation journey to manifest any goal, whether it be dating, whether it be a house, whether it be a promotion, whether it be an interview, or whether it be, you know, a certain number of clients you want in your business. If you get a no or something falls through, you will not spiral and then self-sabotage and pull the plug and like go back to square one, because you know that something even better is out there. And that filtration system, that sieve, is going to receive that no and not let it trigger you into like complete despair. Which, as we know, in the past, when you've maybe not been able to access this deeper work, mindset work, healing work, you might have received that no as like complete and utter rejection and let it stop you from doing anything more to achieve that goal. This isn't sunshine and rainbows and like, ooh, have this, do this affirmation, use this as an affirmation, and then tomorrow morning you'll wake up and you'll be offered a job for £1 million. No. This is real life shit that is going to equip you with a resilient mindset in the face of rejection or in the face of like adversity or challenges that are going to come up along the way. Building that resilience and building that trust and faith in yourself too, which I find really, really powerful with, if it's not this, it's something even better. Before I give you some tips on how to start implementing this belief into your life, I want to share one more success story from one of my clients who manifested an amazing role recently. This was even more of a challenge for her because she was in a new place. She didn't know anyone. It's not like, we all know it's great to move into another role or maybe be referred to someone. Like a client refers you to another client, whatever it might be, in a current dynamic, like a current location or situation, especially with career stuff. This client didn't have that, circumstance. She was like building from the ground up. She had a role created for her on the spot of exactly what she thrived in and what area she wanted to do, which in her industry, she told me is like near impossible, like very rarely happens. So that in itself was amazing. And she's done so much work on her mindset and confidence to, you know, to get to that point where she was walking into that interview with those skills, with that faith and trust in herself. And on top of all of that, she also went back and negotiated a higher salary. Even with the job offer that she'd received, she thought this or something better, because she was like, I know I have more experience than perhaps someone else entering this role at that level. So I feel like I could get more for my money. I feel like I could get more here. And so I'm going to ask for more. And she did, and she got it. Fucking vibes, right? Amazing. And these women work in completely different industries. They work in completely different roles. I'm sure they are looking at completely different versions of success, right? Versions of abundance, or what salary they wanted, or what salary she wanted. Or like, you're listening to this and you run a business, and so you are thinking of how this applies to you. It is 100% possible for every woman listening to embed this mindset and to use it to her advantage in receiving and manifesting what she wants from her business or career. These women you're hearing about, they have not done something that you cannot do yourself. Yes, they've invested in my programs and they've invested in the support of me going, do this, use this toolkit. This is what I've used to help my other clients. A couple of them have worked with me one-to-one, so they have that added layer of bespoke support with them where we're doing it together. So yes, they've invested in themselves and they've taken that step. There's nothing about them that you don't have. You know, they are ambitious women, they're hardworking women, They're women who are dedicated to their dream life. And if you are listening, and I know that is you too, this is possible for you. So this one mindset, I feel like, is such a game changer. Let's talk about how you can implement it for yourself. I want you to ask yourself this question. Where can you raise your fucking standards for yourself in your life? Where right now are you clingy or feeling desperate or giving out needy energy and thinking, oh my God, I need this, I need this, I need this? Where are you doing that? Where are you giving that? Let's say that you run your own business, and whenever you book a consultation call with someone, or whenever you go into a meeting with a potential buyer or investor, let's say you go into that meeting or that call, and there is a part of you that is thinking, please say yes, please say yes, please say yes, please say yes. That might be the area that you focus on with this belief. For someone else listening, you might be house hunting and you might be feeling really desperate to find a house. Maybe you're thinking, oh God, like my lease is up or my mortgage is up and I really want to be in a house by this date. So maybe I should just take this one, or maybe I should just settle for this, or I really like need this offer to be accepted. And you want to focus on that area. Maybe for someone else listening, it's dating. Maybe for someone else listening, it's interviewing for a new role. I want you to think about the area of your life where you want to raise your standards and feel like it is true for you that if it's not this, it's something even better. And what you can do then is simply practice saying it out loud the next time you need it. On the car ride to the interview, or before you leave the house to head out on your date, or before you step out of the car to go inside the house to view it. If it's not this, it's something even better. And often I'll have clients using things like this in my journaling practice, which I share in Next Level You and also with one-to-one clients. I'll have clients create their own bespoke tap-ins, EFT tap-ins, or I'll create them with them or for them. And incorporating an affirmation like, if it's not this, it's something even better, into your mindset tools and practices is just going to start becoming a complete game changer in how you feel as you enter that space. That is your like tip takeaway to get started with this work. If you want more, I really encourage you to sign up for Manifest That Shit, because this is just one belief, one mindset, one affirmation that is amongst dozens and dozens of other takeaways, mind-blowing moments, breakthroughs, shifts that you're going to experience for your goals off the back of these 4 days that we're going to spend together. So sign up for that, it's in the show notes. You will leave that week feeling like you can manifest your dream life and you have fucking got this. So if this belief and more self-confidence, belief, worth, like taking things to the next level is what you want, you need to sign up for Manifest That Shit. It's going to be epic. And the last thing I want to say is, if you are really interested in working together on that deeper level, whether it be Next Level You, whether it be one-to-one coaching, if you want to reach out to me on Instagram and let me know, Kat, I've just listened to this episode, I'd love to hear more about working together. We can have a chat back and forth and we can talk about which program is potentially the best one for you. Because when it comes to manifesting your goals, both are incredible. It just depends on the level of support you want and maybe need, and also the kinds of things you're bringing and wanting support with. I always say one-to-one is like very deep, bespoke, private work, private support on your healing journey, and with mindset, manifestation, accountability of your goals, like basically having me in your pocket. Next Level You is a group journey, so it's more self-paced, more of a study, like you will study and journal and make notes and then go away and implement and use the EFTs, the meditations, the tools that are inside. So it just depends on the level of support and like hands-on guidance you want and need from me. Depends which one is going to be best for you. But I'm more than happy to chat through with you what that could look like for you, which one is going to be best, and we can go from there. So I will look forward to hearing from you on Instagram and cannot wait to see you and manifest that shit too. So I'll see you there and speak to you next Monday.